Well, today's coverage of Sydney's 17-year-old Abdullah Elmir threatening Australia in Islamic State propaganda video is a reminder of how violence and young men seem to go together. Luke Kennedy was a young man just like that, a street-fighting gang leader who almost committed murder before he turned his life around. His book, Stabbed Ego, tells the story of how he was a thug, but now he helps others find a way away from violence, which he says is driven by ego. He told me how winning his first fight in grade 7 started him down a deadly path.
After I won, and yeah, everyone started congratulating me, then yeah, it was something that I searched for the next, say, 8 years of my life.
So it's interesting, you came from a family where fighting was very much part of the family, and your father was a boxer, but that's probably the good side of physical confrontation and fighting, but you took a bad path. Why do you think that happened?
Yeah, you're right. I was always overweight, like, and my dad and brother were both pro boxers, and my dad always wanted me to start boxing. He used to always say, you know, I want you to jump in the ring and train for a fight because it teaches discipline, it teaches, you know, self-respect. I'd always wanted to do boxing. Not really boxing, I just wanted the respect that boxers got, and I just went about it the wrong way. And, yeah, I was always overweight, so I never trained for boxing and just got into street fights.
And in the early days, it was basically big bullies that you were fighting, but in the long run, you were the aggressor, or you were fighting people who were trying to escape from you. How did that come about?
Yeah, exactly. It just got out of hand. Like, I started just backing myself and my friends up and started fighting for them, and next thing you know, I'm the bully. I'm the one that's picking on people. I'm the one that's, you know, that people are scared of. And, yeah, like I said, I got addicted to the fighting, and then I started searching for it.
How much did graffiti, because you were very much, you saw yourself as a writer, which is a graffiti artist.
Yeah.
How much did graffiti and the world that you went into through that, and then drugs, have to do with, do you think, the way your life went downhill?
Graffiti played a huge part in it. It was, don't get me wrong, like, it was a time of my life where I had plenty of fun, like, with some friends, had some amazing adventures and stuff like that, but yeah, it was a massive driving force behind my drug intake, behind my fighting. Like, the reason why I started a lot of the fights, like, an older graffiti crew that I wanted to get into, they were known for fighting more than anything, so I fought my way into that crew, and the next thing I know, I'm sort of leading that crew and doing organised fights against other graffiti crews and stuff like that, fighting over different train yards. And yeah, so the graffiti side of things, it was definitely a huge factor in me getting stabbed, in me causing other crimes, in me witnessing friends getting hit by trains, stuff like that. So yeah, it was a big negative in regards to that aspect.
Tell me about the turning point, the stabbing, which is when you really started to turn your life around. Tell me about that night.
I got stabbed, and I seeked revenge for the guy that stabbed me. And I went to a dance party probably 2 weeks later. A friend of mine called me up. I was at home at the time with my girlfriend in bed, and he told me that the guy that stabbed me was at a dance party, and if I wanted to come get revenge. And, you know, worrying about what other people thought about me at the time, I didn't want to look like a coward, so I got him to come pick me up, and I had a big knife on me, and so did the rest of the boys in the car, and we went to this dance party, and I kicked the door in, and we raided the dance party, and I searched for him, and deep inside, I didn't want him to be there, like, but, you know, on the outside, I had to act like the tough guy, and luckily enough, he was in the toilet at the time, and jumped out of the window, and pretty much escaped with his life, and that along with a whole truckload of other things was for me to start sort of. The main thing that got me away from everything was a book that I read, The Power of Now by Eckhart Tolle. It just made me realize what I was defending was just my ego. It was just something that was made up in my head. I attached myself to all these labels as a fighter, as a party goer, as all this sort of thing, and that's who I thought I was, but that wasn't me. Once I started releasing those labels of the fighter and stuff like that, I could be who I truly was, which is a happy and fun person. And since that day, since I read that book, I haven't been really in one altercation. I haven't been in a fight where back then I was getting into a fight two or three times a week.
So what about your friends? How did they feel about your change?
They were more disappointed than anything because they loved having me around because I'd always back them up, or I was always the big party goer and stuff like that. But yeah, they've sort of seen me as a, you know, a bit of an inspiration these days, and I'm helping out a lot of them. A few of them are still in jail now, I'm actually visiting one on Sunday. He's getting out next Tuesday. So, you know, I just hope I can be, you know, a good influence and sort of, yeah, help people that have, you know, they helped me in the past with certain things, so I'm just hoping to return the favour by helping them a little bit.
When you see things like, you know, what's going on in the Middle East at the moment and ISIS and, you know, the incredible violence and generally groups of young men, does that remind you of what you were caught up in?
100%, yeah, it's just obviously on a much larger scale. It all boils down to the ego. Everyone's just sort of defending something that they don't really know what they're defending, and everyone's just caught up in their minds. Even, you know, on a small scale back here in Sydney, like, there's a lot of kids that are actually, you know, a lot of kids that are killing themselves and things like that. Everyone's just so caught up in their minds and fighting demons. No one's sort of coming back to the moment and sort of, yeah, just living in the moment. And those things overseas, it's just what we went through, but on a huge sort of scale.
That's Luke S. Kennedy. His book, Stabbed Ego, is published by Daniel Press.